Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in. We have a very exciting show planned for all of you today. I am your host, your podcaster, your photographer, Jared Poirier. And I have headphones on, and I'm talking into a microphone right now. So if I had to guess, I would probably say that this is the Photography Friends podcast. And yeah, as you can probably tell, looking around me, my house is pretty empty right now. And I'm not doing any guests, so we're keeping it simple. No crazy, goofy intros filled with all types of shenanigans. For the next few episodes, we're just going to do a stripped down, essential series of the Photography Friends podcast. And this is actually episode 3 of our series, and we are exploring some various niches in photography and, trying to find what is the quintessential, the ultimate, the indisputed king of photography niches. And today we are going to talk all about event photography. But before we can do any of that, I just want to give a quick thank you to our gracious sponsor, which is, of course, CloudSpot, the easiest way for photographers to deliver and sell their photos online. You can experience beautiful galleries, hassle-free downloads, just a wonderful experience for you and your clients. And you can get 50% off by clicking that link down in the description. Okay, so event photography. It's a field of photography that I actually have quite a bit of experience in. Definitely one of my favorite forms of photography that I've ever done is shooting events. So I'll be able to bring some of my experience and some of my knowledge to bear on this particular episode. But just like the rest of this series, I wanted to get some other people's points of view, right? And some people who really focus on these various areas of photography. So for this episode, Kyle Hossick actually helped us out, answered a few questions. We'll have kind of my experience with event photography, and we'll also be able to bring in Kyle's experience and really help you guys decide if event photography is right for you. So, just like the other episodes in this series, we are going to go through a few different categories. What are the best things about event photography? What are the worst things about event photography? What gear do you need for event photography? What are some of the perks of event photography? And how lucrative is event photography? You know, at the end of the day, we do want to be able to make a living off of our photography. You know, at least that's my goal. Maybe for some people, it's just a really expensive hobby. But for me, I like to make a little bit of money off of photography. So I'm excited to get into all of that. Let's just jump right in. So I asked Kyle, what are, some of the best things about shooting events? And he had some pretty insightful answers here. So as Kyle discusses, event photography is great because in certain scenarios, you are left to just capture the room or the vibe, and you're free to roam around while keeping to yourself. So yeah, I think that this is a pretty attractive thing about event photography. I would agree with Kyle here. You're able to, kind of do whatever you want. A lot of the time with these events, people aren't watching you super, super closely. Depends on the event, but it's not always super stressful. A lot of the time you have quite a bit of leeway to shoot the event how you want. And, just not a lot of supervision, not a lot of stress. So it can be kind of freeing in that way to work on some event photography. In terms of the worst things about event photography. As Kyle states here, capturing the ambience and mood of an event is really important to event planners and organizers who are often relying on your photos to sell tickets. I would say that that is adding a lot of pressure, right? So the fact that people really rely upon your event photography to, you know, keep their budgets and sell tickets. I mean, yeah, that can be a pressure for sure. I think that with my photography, I do kind of thrive off of pressure, right? Like, I don't think that if it wasn't for the fact that I try to do this podcast like pretty much weekly, and that's kind of like the expectation when you have a podcast, I think that that like motivates me to get it done, right? Same thing with a lot of the projects that I work on. I think you need a little bit of pressure just to keep you focused, or at least that's kind of how my brain works. I've talked about it a few times on this podcast before, but I definitely have one of those like overactive types of brains. I think a lot of photographers have this. Maybe that's the reason why a lot of people got into photography in the first place. It is kind of a good gig to have for those people who, you know, sometimes have a little bit of trouble paying attention to stuff. And, you know, the fact that photography and videography and that is like a pretty dynamic and exciting field that you can work in really just like motivates you to keep busy and keep working. So yeah, like the pressure of that, honestly, it doesn't really get to me that much. I think it's more of a thing that motivates you. But if you're somebody that can't handle pressure, then yeah, event photography might not be for you. Kyle says here as well, he doesn't typically like doing photography at social events and weddings because he likes to keep his weekends. Yeah, that can be a thing with event photography. A lot of events do, especially like social events and stuff like that, do happen on the weekend, right? So if you're the type of person who just wants to work more of like a 9-to-5 normal business hours and take the weekend for yourself, then yeah, event photography might be really tough and you might not enjoy it. You might come to kind of resent it even in a way, like if you just really want those weekends off to spend time with your family or whatever it is and you're not getting the opportunity to do that. Yeah, I can see that being pretty frustrating. And then the third point that Kyle brings out here in terms of some of the worst things about event photography, just that thing of wanting to capture like really organic, natural photos, right? Like that's what I definitely want to do when I'm doing event photography. You just want candid photos of people talking to each other, enjoying the event, whatever it happens to be. And when people spot you with that camera, sometimes they can get like really fake, really posy. I really don't enjoy that. Like what I try to do is keep a low profile so that people aren't staring at me. Let's get into gear here. Kyle has a few good points about gear. He talks about lenses, having like a wide angle lens, a 10-35mm for capturing various spaces is often something that I'm asked to do. Okay, so like being able to shoot nice and wide, really showcase the space. I would think that like 10 might be a little bit too wide, but psh, what do I know? Yeah, he often uses remote flash triggers to, you know, help light up areas. Yeah, especially if it's a little bit dark, as, you know, with a lot of events, I feel like event planners could do a little bit of a better job a lot of the time in terms of like lighting areas. I know they're not photographers or videographers, so their brain doesn't quite think like that. But I've been to a lot of events where certain areas where the event is taking place, like certain areas of the venue will be really nicely lit, and then other areas are just like left really dark. Like, yeah, if there's any like event organizers listening to the podcast, like I think that that lighting is really important. It shouldn't be an afterthought. And it's something that, you know, isn't super expensive to achieve. It just takes a little bit of foresight, a little bit of planning, you know, but if you do have to combat that, you can bring just like a on-camera flash, but of course having the ability to remove that flash and having a trigger, maybe even having a tripod or two, maybe multiple flashes you can put around the area and really get good lighting. Yeah, something that you'll definitely want to have in your kit. If you're doing videography, right, like expanding beyond photography, if you're getting into a little bit of videography work, definitely a gimbal, a shotgun mic to capture some audio, and even a lapel mic in some circumstances can be really useful. It's tough at events because then you kind of have to like stop things a bit and get a lapel mic onto people. A lot of the time that shotgun mic is probably going to have you covered. Yeah, in terms of gear, I think that's pretty much all I've got. When it comes to the perks of doing event photography, probably the number one is access to cool events, right? Kyle and I actually worked Elevate Festival together. He took care of the videos and I was doing photos. And yeah, it was just a really cool event to be part of. A lot of the time you're getting like backstage access. You can meet quite a few interesting and important people as well. Yeah, just like quite a perk. Yeah, just like that point, kind of going back to, you know, what Kyle said, one of the best things about event photography is, you know, just being left to your own devices, being able to explore the event and kind of do whatever you want, just like the freedom of that, as long as you're delivering good photos and as long as you don't miss any of the, you know, any of the parts of the event that are like really, really important to your client, you have some freedom. You can enjoy yourself. Okay, now we get to talk about how lucrative event photography is. Yeah, like anything else, there's obviously going to be a range. But you know, Kyle says here, some clients think they'll be too busy to take their own photos, and he's not a substitute for that. His pictures are well-timed captures that tell the story of the event, not a quick snap of every direction so that people who couldn't be there don't miss anything. So yeah, like this will come up in quite a few of these, discussions, right? Quite a few of these episodes, that the amount that you can really charge for event photography depends on how much people value that form of photography, right? Like if people are just thinking, you know, oh, I don't want to have to shoot these photos myself on my phone, so get someone else to do it. Like you have to understand that that's not really interesting to a photographer, right? Like for the vast majority of the photographers I know, they want to do like super high quality work. They want to charge enough, you know, that it's worth their time, but they also want to deliver you, you know, a final product that's going to be worth your money, right? Like as a photographer, I'm not really driven to do the, you know, bare minimum of what I need to do to get paid, right? I always want to be able to go above and beyond that. I want to capture something that I'm proud of, that I think is like worth my time, but also something that I can show to the next client and say, hey, look, like I shot this, I would be able to shoot for you, right? Like that's kind of the game. So you know, this idea that we're just gonna show up and press a button, like that's not what a lot of photographers are here to do. So you know, if you have a client who really values photography, really realizes the role that photography is going to play in them marketing their event next year and, you know, really showcasing the event properly, really elevating the event, then you should be able to make some money. I'd probably give this one like a, I'd say like a 4 out of 5 on the lucrative scale. So yeah, I guess that's just about all that we have for event photography. Is it the greatest niche in all of photography? I think that if you're somebody who likes a lot of freedom when you're at work, if you're somebody who enjoys or, you know, can handle a certain level of like chaos and spontaneity, then, you know, improvisation, things being different every single day and you not really knowing like what's going to happen, insanity, you could say, a certain level of insanity in your work, then yeah, I think that like events are going to be really appealing to you. I think you also have to be like pretty extroverted to enjoy event photography. I think that you kind of have to enjoy being around people. Yeah, and if you're into all of that and you can handle the pressure of event organizers really relying upon the work that you're producing, then I think that that event photography can be pretty good. Is it the best niche in all of photography? Well, you'll have to tune into the rest of the series to find out. We have 2 more episodes in this series. We are going to cover food photography with my buddy Broderick Horn. That's who I interviewed for that episode. And then Michael Tenaglia has been gracious enough to help us out with some insights with regard to wedding photography. So that'll be the 5th episode in this series. So I just want to thank Kyle. Check him out, Agency One, Kyle Hosick. Thank you so much for contributing to the episode. I'm going to put the links, you know, link his Instagram down below. You guys can check out his work. You can hire him to shoot your events. He's great to work for. I really enjoy working with Kyle, and I'm very, very grateful that he was able to contribute to the podcast. Other things that you can do if you want to help out the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram, photo_friends_pod. You can subscribe to our Patreon. Maybe one day we'll put out some bonus material on the Patreon. You know, I'm moving right now, so I've been kind of busy, but keeping the airwaves full of podcasts as much as I can over here. And another thing that you can do that really helps out the podcast is checking out our gracious sponsor, CloudSpot. And I guess that's about it for the podcast, guys. You guys are the best friggin' photographers that I've ever met. And I'll see you next week.